This is Chief of Anything, created by Christian Kohlhoff and Michael Portz. Our podcasts serve the purpose of growing people skills for great success, excellent business results, and a happy, healthy people culture.
If this podcast is useful for you, please give us a 5-star rating and tell your friends. We love to hear from you, and we are always happy to learn how we can help teams achieve great success or overcome people pains. All contact details are in the show notes. Much success.
Conversation 3. Vision. Only what I set my mind to will come true.
Imagine, starting today, everything in your life is running smoothly. You and your family are doing well. You are happy. Your company is doing great. In 5 years, we'll run into each other by chance. I ask you how you're doing, and you answer, "Hey, Michael, good to see you. You can hardly imagine how great the last 5 years have gone for me. I'm doing really well. I think I've arrived."
You ask me what my life would look like then? Where exactly would I have arrived, and what would I tell you?
Yes, exactly.
We start with Chief of Anything Academy. In 5 years, we'll be the coaching platform for learning experiences in Germany, maybe even across Europe. We're known for being particularly entertaining and competent. I can work from anywhere, and I'm totally flexible. I can even see myself realizing our vision under palm trees. I can feel the sun, hear the rustle of the palm trees, the warm air. It even smells a bit exotic. While I'm working on new learning experiences for our clients, I hear the sound of the sea in the background. We've made it. We're the best coaches we can be.
What would your inner voice say to you when you got there?
Congratulations, Christian. Welcome home. Maybe even, what's next?
How does it feel to have arrived in 5 years?
I feel relaxed. That's important for me. It's warm. It feels warm and comfortable.
I can already see it in front of me and hear and smell it. I can feel what it will be like. A beautiful vision.
I also taste fresh fruit, maybe a papaya or fresh coconut water. Then I'll have described my vision in all 5 senses.
Okay, go on. Be really greedy. What else happens?
Well, if I may be really greedy, I hear my phone ringing. It's my bank calling to say, "Mr. Kohlhoff, unfortunately your account is full. Please open another one." I actually asked how much money there would have to be in an account for that to happen. Nobody was able to answer this question. It probably has never happened before.
I'll remember that. "Hello, Mr. Portz. I'm afraid your account is full. What the hell are we doing?"
But that would only happen if I was really greedy. That's not necessary at all. A half-full account is also enough. "Mr. Kohlhoff, I inform you that your account is already half-full." I don't want to hear half-empty from my bank consultant.
What did we just do?
I created a little film in my head. I visualized pictures in my mind. I saw, heard, tasted, and felt something. It's a kind of target film in my head. This is the goal I want to reach. I'm ready to do something to get there.
So we are on the subject of vision.
Was that already a vision?
Yeah, that was at least an approach. We can go even deeper and describe your vision in more detail. You probably noticed the frame-up we used. I asked you to visualize what your future would look like if you had already reached your goal, your vision, and looked back from there. Imagine we meet in 5 years, and you tell me where you have arrived at that time. You changed your perspective and looked from the future into the past. What has happened? What has led you to arrive at your destination? You have described this very beautifully with all of your sensory channels. You went through every channel and described what you saw, what you heard, what you felt, what you tasted, and what you smelled. The sea air, the tropical paradise, the wind, and the air, I could literally feel all that. This is exactly what vision is all about. So what do I need it for as a company? There are many concepts for it. BHAG, 3HAG, 5HAG. These approaches are all very similar.
Can I proceed in a similar way in a corporate context? That is, along the sensory channels?
Sure, you can do that.
What are the typical visions that companies have? I often hear things like, we will become the market leader in segment XY within the next 3 years.
Before we answer that question, I'll ask another one. What do companies need a vision for anyway? What purpose does a vision serve?
I'd say so that all employees know where it's going.
What is that important for?
So that the next steps that happen are obvious. I compare it to the ascent of Mount Everest. If I know that the goal is the summit of Mount Everest, I can plan appropriate steps. Everyone who's involved knows that uphill can't be wrong, even if the first step doesn't bring me directly to my goal. And it can still take some time. I know that uphill is the right direction. Every step brings me closer to the goal.
You talk about a common direction. Even if the exact path is not yet clear, everyone knows the goal. Everyone knows the direction in which they should go.
Right, because it can also happen that it's necessary to take a detour, run a curve, or even take a step back. I may also need to walk downhill on the way to the summit. This is much easier for me if I know the goal and I can orient myself accordingly, kind of like a compass.
I was very impressed with Amazon's vision statement. I often use it in workshops. It's now very well known. It says, to be Earth's most customer-centric company, where customers can find and buy anything they might want to buy online. They have chosen every word very carefully.
The description of my vision at the beginning was more about answering the question, how do you know that you're there? I look around, see the palm trees, see my laptop, and know that I can work flexibly from here. I have the awareness of having achieved what I want to achieve with the Chief of Anything Academy. How can you tell that Amazon has reached its vision?
You mean, how do I measure the Earth's most customer-centric company?
Measuring or recognizing having arrived there.
Amazon could commission a survey and ask people around the world, what are the most customer-oriented companies? Where do you like to shop, online and offline? Where do you get the best service and experience? At what retailer have you experienced a buying process that is so easy and convenient that you want to keep shopping there? I think many people would answer, I prefer to buy at Amazon. I would answer the same. I am totally satisfied and hardly ever shop anywhere else. It just flows with them. With an opinion poll, I can make a lot measurable. Earth's most customer-centric company, that is, wanting to be the world's most customer-centric company, is, of course, an ambitious statement. The question is, in how many countries do people have access to Amazon and can have something sent to them? Apart from Alibaba, I don't know of any other major shipper with a greater reach than Amazon. So the question arises whether Amazon's vision has not already been fulfilled.
You've just mentioned several approaches to formulating a vision. BHAG, 3HAG, and 5HAG. So how do I approach the matter as an entrepreneur?
There are several possibilities. Some think in different time horizons. They think about what they want to achieve in 1, 3, or 10 years. The further I look into the future, the more visionary it becomes, of course. Personally, I think a horizon of 5 years is appropriate. In 5 years, a lot of unforeseeable things can happen. At the same time, it is still tangible and feels predictable. The ideal time horizon is a matter of opinion. I have had very good experiences with 5 years and achieved results. Whether it will be 5, 7, or 4 years later is not decisive, in my opinion.
It makes no real difference.
The point is that I am arriving. Committing yourself to a specific date would be more like reading a crystal ball and missing the point. It's about setting the goal and a rough time horizon to have enough flexibility on the way there.
You talked about the vision of Amazon. I suppose I can describe the Amazon statement as BHAG, can't I? As a big, hairy, audacious goal?
You're probably right. At the time Amazon was formulating the vision statement, Jim Collins's book didn't exist. Good to Great is an awesome book in which he coins the term BHAG, the big, hairy, audacious goal. It for sure sounds more intriguing than vision. The various terms all do it equally. Well, is the Amazon vision now a BHAG? Good question. What does it feel like to be Earth's most customer-centric company, where people can find and buy anything they might want to buy online? Does it feel like a BHAG?
Sounds more like a fight against Alibaba.
Isn't AWS, Amazon Web Services, now much bigger and more exciting than selling goods?
Remember the example of the moon landing, when Kennedy said, "In the next decade, we're taking a man to the moon and back"? That's a great example of a BHAG. What was so big, hairy, and audacious about it was that, at that time, Americans had only been in space for a maximum of 15 minutes, so they didn't have the technology, nor did they know if it would really work. They couldn't even guess what it would cost. They just had a big, hairy, audacious goal and ran.
That was big and hairy, no question. That's what Kennedy said as the goal. It had a tremendous effect at the time. It inspired and motivated people. At least that's what I read about it. People probably thought, wow, we're going to do that? Send someone to the moon? I'd like to work on that. That made an impression.
I can literally hear how some people have certainly said, but we don't know how to do that. Is he crazy? What will it all cost?
But.
Right. Then people start coming with, but. And it still worked.
Even in the time frame mentioned, within this decade, that just about worked out. Really impressive.
In which companies does a BHAG work? Surely there are also companies where it might not work, perhaps because they're geared to a shorter horizon.
Even though for some it feels like shooting over the top, I find it very charming to have a grand vision, because you often find there is more to it than you thought. We said earlier that the purpose of a vision is to give the team direction. Other reasons for a vision are to impress the employees and, above all, to get the right people on board. Anyone who can identify with the vision is exactly in the right company. After all, the goal must be achieved. That is the crux of the matter for me. The topic of vision is often smiled at. Some people say, it's unrealistic to talk that big talk and set such big goals. That's where it gets interesting. When Amazon formulated its vision to be Earth's most customer-centric company, some people smiled at it. That was in 1997, 23 years ago.
That means that Amazon also had neither the technology nor any idea whether it could work at all.
That's right. They were as brave as Kennedy. What they set out to do back then was very visionary. On the horizon, they could just start to see that the world was moving into a future where it might work. That was enough for them to give it a try. They started writing this vision on posters to recruit employees, and those who applied for it also believed in this vision. It was exactly the alleged nutcases who turned the vision into reality.
That means a vision may also polarize?
Absolutely.
Some say, wow, just my thing, and others say, you're crazy.
Imagine you have a vision, and someone says to you, that's a nice idea, but I don't think it's going to work. Would you like that person on your team then? No, I don't want him on my team. If he doesn't believe in the vision, I can't use him. He might even want to prove to me that he is right. I would rather have the people who believe in it and want to prove that it is possible. Those are the ones who will make it come true in the end. Steve Jobs put it very nicely when he starts with, here is to the crazy ones, and later ends with, because they will end up changing the world. And that's the way it is. The crazy ones who believe in a grand vision are the ones who change the world and achieve incredible results.
What's your vision?
Our company purpose is to help people achieve relaxed productivity. And the vision 2023 of our company, Chief of Anything Academy, is to be the number one brand globally for remote leadership education with growth companies, operating in three time zones with a Net Promoter Score, NPS, greater than 50%, and over 200,000 people managed by a Chief of Anything educated leader. Personally, my vision is to be Zen Michael, with a perfectly balanced and happy life. My wife and two children tell me every day how much they love me, and we continuously grow and learn together. I will enjoy total financial independence and will lead my life 100% on my own terms.
How would you know that it's perfect?
Feels perfect to me. Just like that.
I find the idea of selecting one's own employees based on the vision very appealing. In fact, most visions are rarely expressed in the daily business life of a company, or they are simply written somewhere on the website. Hardly ever does a vision really make a difference in the company. It is formulated by the marketing department to make a good impression. It only becomes effective, however, when the management really believes in it and sticks to it. A vision must be lived. Otherwise, its magic fizzles out.
This is Chief of Anything, created by Christian Kohlhoff and Michael Portz. Our podcasts serve the purpose of growing people skills for great success, excellent business results, and a happy, healthy people culture.
If this podcast is useful for you, please give us a 5-star rating and tell your friends. We love to hear from you, and we are always happy to learn how we can help teams achieve great success or overcome people pains. All contact details are in the show notes. Much success.